We've all heard of global warming, but actress and day-to-day contributor Annabel Gurwitch recently learned about another climate change phenomenon, global dimming. She investigated and, well, she decided to embrace it.
Global dimming. Meteorologist Carrie Emanuel of MIT was named one of Time magazine's 100 most important people for his work in making global warming understandable. So he should be able to explain this global dimming thing.
Well, it's a consequence of air pollution, essentially.
Emanuel says that when we burn stuff, among the pollutants created is sulfur. This can interact with sunlight to form tiny particulates that are suspended in the air.
Called a sulfate aerosol.
Oh, I get it. You know, if you had seen my mother's hairstyle at my bat mitzvah, you would recognize her as a leading contributor to global dimming in the 1970s.
Right.
In fact, Emanuel says we did see an increase in global dimming in the hairspray heydays of the American mid-century, and global temperatures actually dropped.
During that time, the planet actually cooled.
Global warming by shooting particulates high into the atmosphere. Emanuel says that could create enough dimming to cool things down, but then...
You know, whenever you're tampering with Mother Nature that way, you know, there are questions about what really are the knock-on consequences.
Okay, so forget hairspraying the sky. But with all the stuff that we're burning on the planet now, isn't there a good chance global dimming will make a big comeback?
The real card in the system, the unknown card, is China.
That's because China has huge reserves of coal, and it's mostly dirty coal with lots of sulfur in it. If, according to Emanuel, China burns that coal without any pollution controls...
We could have another episode of global dimming.
So, why not be prepared for a less shiny world? To help, I have prepared this short list of things to look forward to should global dimming become a daily reality. Number one, sunglasses. I expect to save a fortune in expensive sunglasses that I purchase and then lose. On the other hand, comedian Richard Belzer may be forced to go shadeless. This will cause massive confusion to Law & Order fans by disrupting the otherwise sameness of each show. Number two, something both political parties can celebrate. No more pictures of candidates in bathing suits. If the recent picture of Barack Obama emerging from the surf didn't scare anyone enough, remember the shot of the Clintons dancing in bathing suits? No fear of that happening again. Number three. Do you feel funny about heading out for your early bird special dinner at 4:30? Well, that might appear more appropriate in light of the lack of light. Score one for our elders. Number four. No more worries about the confusion and vague feelings of depression normally experienced in the fall when daylight savings time ends. Confusion and depression will become the status quo. And saving the best for last, let's face it, everyone looks better in lower light. So I say, let the dimming begin.
Amateur scientist Annabel Gurwitch.